Online Podcast 152. Hello, how are you? I'm in New York, but I'm not really in New York as I'm recording this. I'm still in my studio. But you will be hearing bits and pieces. This is my friend's graduation episode. I'm creating this episode for her as a gift and also for all of you to share with all of you. And some of you already know Michael. Michael is my very good friend whom you guys have heard. We, you know, had some crazy time together. We talk about ghost stories. Well, you know, she saw ghosts in the photos that she took and then she deleted it. But anyway, it's her graduation from her master's degree and I am very proud of her. And today we actually went out to a very nice, well, actually, let's start from the very beginning. Yes, last Friday, yeah, last Friday was her graduation. Her ceremony was at 7 o'clock. And I'm supposed to meet her at her dormitory. So I went there. And gosh, why am I panting? I'm still full. So I'm supposed to meet her at her dormitory. And she called me and I went up there. And she was cleaning, sort of. And so here's the recording that I recorded when I got up to her dormitory. This is crazy Michael being Michael.
But he's like, they're not ready at all.
Hello, welcome everybody. I started the show with Michael talking about her stuff and she's stuffing her fat. She's not. Fat? No, she's not. You're not fat. Did you lose weight?
Yes.
How much?
Just a little bit. Maybe 3 kilos.
Oh, wow. That's a lot. I put on like 3 pounds.
You look same.
I put on a few more pounds.
Really?
I think.
My mother said I look like a little thinner than she saw me last time. Okay, now
that's
I have
good.
To make my face.
Anyway, welcome everybody. You're listening to this on a Thursday. I'm actually in New York right now. And so I don't know if I'm able to post any show in New York. That's why I'm doing this show. And you will be hearing this on Thursday. And if you're in New York and if you're listening to this, I'm actually leaving on Sunday. So if you want to contact me, leave me a voicemail, 206-888-JOHN. And I am actually right now in Warrensburg. Warrensburg is a campus town here. Which is where I went to school, Central Missouri State University. So I am here going to attend Michael's birthday, Chris, what's the graduation? Her commencement ceremony.
Anyone here?
I don't know, I keep hearing the door thumping. But guess what, she is having her period. Should I not say that?
I don't care anymore.
But the thing is, she was wearing this Japanese, the shirt with the Japanese flag is looks exactly like her pants. Oh, gosh. No, actually, I didn't see
it. You were just like that. Yeah.
It was? See? It was like a Japanese flag. I'm sorry if you're eating. So she was like putting on her stuff and I'm just going to look. I was looking at all my old apartments and stuff like that.
Have you lived here?
Huh?
Have you lived in the Boston lot?
No, I've never lived in a dorm. I've always lived out off campus. But, I need to charge my camera. So I'm like, attending Michael's graduation. And, oh, and I want to, where's my camera? Woo! So I'm attending Michael's graduation here and I get to take you along with me. So, Michael's family is also here for her graduation, and I'll get to meet them. I've actually met her mom before, but I get to meet her brother and her
I have one
sister-in-law.
Funny thing that I have to tell you.
Can you say it while we're recording?
I think you might. eyebrow now.
Huh? Oh, hee-ho? Huh? She's drawing her eyebrow? Oh, no, she's picking her eyebrow.
Okay, I met a guy, whoever,
uh-huh.
online long time ago, like really long time ago.
Yeah, we're in the bathroom right now, by the way.
Anyway, and then, well, we keep in touch because he got married, whatever, you know. We just kind of, we never met each other, whatever. But
where's she from? He from?
Huh?
Where's he from?
America.
I know, like where?
Ohio.
Uh-huh.
Anyway,
good morning to you, too.
Anyway, so, we still keep in touch, right?
Yes.
And, you know, he got married and stuff. We and just like, just a friend online, that's it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He was said, he was, the other day, he was Googling me. You know, Googling.
Oh my god, I found my website?
Yeah. He found my name with my articles. Whatever I published for the ISO.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He found my article and picture and podcast of you. And he listened to my voice. He never, we never talk on the phone.
Oh,
he said, that was cool. I listened to your voice for it finally. I was like, it's kind of scary.
Yeah, everything's on the... What?
Oh, crap.
Your phone?
Hello? Hey, come up to Fosunak Hotel.
Oh.
Oh, okay, all right then, that's good. Okay, so you guys gotta wait at the multi? Okay.
Oi!
Okay, definitely, all right? I'll see you soon. Okay, bye-bye.
So I need to charge right, my
bye.
Camera.
Okay, anyway.
So it was scary, huh?
Andrea, she got sick. She's on the wheelchair.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So they are gonna come over here. However, they decide to park closer to Monty. So I think you're gonna come here. Go ahead and go to Monty.
Okay.
Anyway, going back to the story, I think it's.
So did it scare you?
Huh?
Did it scare you?
Yeah, because like now he can just. I mean, people, anybody can research about me. And he even got my picture though. Which I don't care because we already know each other's face and stuff, but.
Yeah, you have to be careful.
I mean, I'm not saying the guy.
That's some. Get not. You know, I never give your last name.
Hey, somebody knocked the door. Can you answer?
Somebody knocked the door?
Right now?
Did it? Did you hear that?
No, if somebody.
Oh, sure. So, oh, this is so boring. I'm so sorry. Because I'm trying to charge my phone, my
by
camera.
The way,
yeah, what?
They are all excited about shopping tomorrow. And?
Not your brother, maybe.
Christopher's mother is going with us.
Oh, I've never met her.
She's like, I'm not shopping with you guys. I said, okay, good. John's coming with us.
So does she know me? Does she know me? Does she know who I am? Does she know who I am? Where's your hearing aid?
Well, I don't have it right now. I'm just busy. I'm making my double eyelid.
Oh my gosh. Sorry
don't
for
make
blowing
me laugh eye. Because I...
Your wrinkle. You look like an old lady.
Really? No, this is for making
I know, it's like a glue that's... Okay, this is so fascinating. So she's putting... Maybe I should take a picture.
Why?
Should I? Maybe not. I'm charging my camera. But she is putting on this glue, a line of glue to make double eyelids. And that is so common and typical
in
Asia. Why do you only do one side?
One at a time.
Yeah. Okay. And then she is right now airing it. So it looks like that glue looks like... Now, I cannot make her laugh because it will stick her eyelid and she'll look like
exactly.
A crazy person. Now, she is waving her eyelid so that it dries. So it looks kind of like the eyelashes glue, doesn't it? Doesn't it look like eyelashes glue? And she just pinched my fat face. And then she got the pokey thing to stick. Oh my god, I want one too. Okay, I made her laugh. Oh my gosh, that's gonna be too loud. Why do you want to do that?
Well, it make more like I look bigger just a little bit. Look at this ugly eyes.
No, that 130 has its own.
Yeah, but sometimes I do, but sometimes not.
Ew, see, it looks like a scar now. No, no. See, it looks like a scar. It looks like a pinched scar.
No, no, it's not. Like, today, I'm tired. Go away.
She asked me to go away because...
Somebody knocked the door.
No. Let me go check on the door. I'm in her dorm room where she's moving, in the middle of moving out. Well, not in the middle, probably almost done moving out. Just waiting for her time to move out. And it's 6 o'clock.
Huh?
It's 6.
Already?
Yes.
Good, they're coming now.
Why does it look like a scar on that left?
No, it's not, just my, sometimes my line change.
I still have people writing comment on that one where we were having dinner.
Mm-hmm.
The podcast that we were having dinner. People still have said, oh my gosh, I'm laughing with all of you because you guys seem
today's
like you're having so much fun.
I can't do it well today because like I'm kind of puffy, you know?
Fuffy?
Puff.
She's poking her eye. It's so scary. She's like digging a skewer into her eyelid.
See, like I have a weird line today. I don't have it usually. But like, look, can you see this? It's like a weird line.
It looks like a scar.
It's not a scar. Just a kind of weird line. I can't get rid of it.
I'm going to name the show Poking Eyelids. Oh, she'll kill me if I shoot the video of that.
Yeah.
Oh, she just poked. Maybe I should do a double eyelid on mine too. Will I look gorgeous? If, oh my gosh, look at me.
Look at me.
No.
You can do it.
I can't.
Oh, no, no, you have to hold it.
No glue.
Yeah, like that. Okay. Open. Look, look. See, you can make it. I'm like, see?
I know, but do I look, I look different. I don't look like me anymore.
I like your double eye.
We can Asians make, always like bigger
look,
eyes.
Look, make my eyes look kind of like a rounder, you know?
I know. So why did you have to, what, you must have, like, you have to get this from Japan, I'm
yeah,
sure.
Of course.
This is so gross. Eye charm, it's called. Makes your eyes attractive.
Huh?
And does this come with it?
Yeah, come with it.
The pokey, there's like a little white thing. I'll take a picture of the product later.
Okay, do that.
But I don't want to take a product of her
eye. My eye.
She's got too much mascara on.
Exactly.
She has to brush it off now. Gosh, we're doing makeup with Maiko.
Huh?
Right now.
Because I got up so early today that I could really crop.
It's really horrible. Like a whole clump of stuff.
I know. No, look. I don't have time today to do that.
Why didn't you wash it and redo it?
Mm.
Ew. She's combing her lashes, and her lashes is clumping up.
And
there's like black stuff coming off of it. She's adjusting it with her fingertips.
Are you reporting
her? I am reporting, and you look like you've got like knives cut through your eyelid. Now, does it why does it feel uncomfortable?
What do you mean?
The eyelid thing.
Mm-mm.
Do you do it every day?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. I didn't know that. Have you always been doing this?
Yeah.
Since when?
Since in Japan.
Like since I met you, you've always been doing the double eyelid?
Sometime I did it.
I don't think you always do that though.
No, I don't. Now I just don't do it every day neither. I pull my eyelids. Look.
Ouch!
I lost it.
She just plucked a whole eyelid off of her. I
think it's okay, right? Not too bad.
You all got this. You have all this black junk under your eyes. Okay, so for those people who said that you're enjoying all this interview, mm-hmm. you're not gonna get any interview today. You're just gonna hear a real live, like you know, typically my Monday would be, but but this Thursday, I
who
am
enjoyed
going
the interview?
To. Huh? No, I interview a lot of people, and people really find that interesting, and I like it too, but. I don't want to make it all about just interviews and talk to other people. I still want to have, you know, a normal, my daily stuff.
I ruined my eyelid.
Oops, now you have got black stuff under your eye.
So
we're just spending time poking our eyelids. Maybe you should use that stick to poke it.
Stick?
Is it? That's good.
Okay.
So it looks like when she closes her eyelid, it looks like she has
Yeah, that's,
it's just
a,
pretty
that's
much
a bad thing about.
What it does is it really is, the reason why you're hearing this change of acoustics is because I'm walking in and out of a bathroom.
I don't know what happened to this skin today. Right here.
Maybe you just bloated. I mean, you're puffy, like, you know.
Puffed up, maybe.
Retaining water because of your period.
Oh, why you know more than I know?
Because.
Scary!
Because I am good that way. I'm charging my camera. I hope it'll get charged so that I can shoot some micro video. So I was driving along and I saw my first apartment here, and I thought I should go back there and do a recording. I was like, ah, that's my first apartment.
No, why don't you leave your car? We walk over there. So, because there's no way you're gonna find a parking.
Yeah. You think it's gonna rain?
Huh?
You think it's going to rain?
Rain? Oh, I have an umbrella.
One umbrella for five of us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of us. Okay, wait, I have to pee.
Okay.
Oh gosh, are you guys gonna hear me pee? No. Oh, pause. Don't open the door. I'm gonna sit. I'm gonna pause before I pee. You know, pee is not gonna go out. Okay, I just peed. And Micah just found out that she's gonna be late. Usually, like, the commencement starts at 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
Last time I was there, like, way early.
No, that's for undergrad, that's why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because today, for the master degree...
It's different?
Like, yeah. Much later.
Oh, my battery's going out. Okay, I'm gonna stop the recording now.
Okay.
Do we need to go?
Whenever they come in, we immediately leave it.
Okay. Okay, bye.
But you know...
So I only recorded like about 10 minutes. So that was like the 10 minutes of our crazy moments up there. It's just her and me. And so you heard all those period stories. And I'm rubbing my eyes. And so that was really fun. It's always fun to see her. You know, she's crazy and she's like me. You know, we're both crazy. And when we see each other, we just do silly things and we just cracked up. And, you know, my new best friend now is Michael's mom. Now, she likes me a lot. I like her a lot, obviously, too. And we've met quite a few years ago when she came here to Kansas City. When she came to Kansas City to visit, I met her quite a few years ago now. And so every time she comes back, she would get me goodies. And so on Friday when we went to the graduation, I step up to, so Michael's mom and Michael's brother, Michael's sister-in-law, Michael's boyfriend and Michael's boyfriend's mom was also there at the graduation ceremony. And of course, Michael and I went in a car, and without me reminding her, she actually kind of forgot. The ceremony starts at 7 and she was like going to get there at 7 o'clock. I said, don't you have to, like, you know, get in line and, you know, march into the hall and all that? She said, you know, I don't know. I said, you better go earlier. So we went there early. We were supposed to walk there, but it was getting late and it looks like it may rain. So I drove, and it wasn't too bad because it was a graduate school graduation, so it's not as the commencement, so it's not as bad, not as many people as the undergrads. So I went there with her in the car, and then we finally found them, found the rest of them. And so I walk up there, Michael's mom was so excited to see me, and I get to meet Michael's boyfriend boyfriend's mom. I already met Micah's boyfriend. But Micah's boyfriend's mom, I get to meet Micah's brother and the sister-in-law. So it was really nice. And I sat with Micah's mom. She's so sweet. And we were sitting there. The first few, there's like all these speeches, blah, 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 blah. And then, I didn't fall asleep. But at some point, I actually turned on Wonder Wisdom because it was too boring. Now, this is after Maiko's walkthrough thing, putting on Okay. I don't even know what you call those things that the grad school people would. You go up the stage and they put this full cloth right over you, and then they flip it on the back, right? That thing looked like a vagina. Not really the vagina. It looks like the labia. You know, it looks like a vagina. And for some reason, when I was helping Mike, she's not supposed to put it on, but we put it on. I didn't know that she's not supposed to put it on. And she said, do you know how to put this on? And I read the instruction. And so I put it on for her. We went there with the stuff already put on. And but it looks like a vagina. It's kind of, it's not the vagina, but it looks like the outside, like the labia. Don't ask me why, but that's what I think of when I see it. So, and then especially when you like, the professors put it over the head. I told Michael it's like a rebirth or something, that you come off of the vagina. Oh, crazy. So that was weird. Yeah. And so we put, she took a vagina off and then put it in, and then went up to the queue, blah, 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 blah. And so the graduation went on, and I took pictures, took some video. Oh gosh, I need to burn a CD for them. We took the video and we send it to what am I talking about? No, we took the, no, I took some video, and then we later went off to this coffee shop for coffee, and it was this place called Java Junction in Warrensburg, and I used to go there, and it used to be this hot guy, and the brother of that hot guy is still there, but I wonder where he is. I think his name is Peter. I don't know what happened to him. Michael, if you know what happened to him, let me know. He's like this hot guy, tall, and he used to go play basketball, and then would go into the shop all sweaty and wearing very little. It's very exciting. And we went there, Java Junction, until like quite late. I think maybe about 10:30 is when we're just packing up. They close at 10:30 and we were packing up, drove back. Michael and I rode together. So we went back to the hotel where Michael's mom and brother and sister-in-law were staying. And also Chris and Chris's mom. Oh, I just outed. Oops. Never mind. No last name. I don't even know what his last name is. And so we were there, and we ordered pizza. And it was so much fun, though. It was so much fun. And we all went upstairs to Michael's mom's room. And we were chatting, and we were talking about all funny stories. And one of the funny stories were that... Oh, Michael's mom. Let's call her Miss M. No, Miss T. Miss T, Japanese lady, very glamorous, right? Those bob hair. And I love her. She's and that, now I can, the more I interact with her, the more I know where Michael's craziness and fun comes from. And so Miss T was talking about, so Michael's father passed away. This was maybe two, three years ago. And so they were talking about how they have to keep the body there for 24 hours at home. Okay, this is not funny. Not the dying of the father, that's funny. But trust me. And Miss T was, they were, putting out beer, kind of like to you know, drinks that the passed away of the father, you know, drinks that he likes, they would put out and set it in front of the altar or something. And so Miss T was crying, right? So she was sad, like, woohoo, woohoo, woohoo. And the funny thing is she was crying and crying and crying, and then she bent over to the beer and she picked the beer up and started drinking. Drinking the beer while she's crying, and she started drinking the beer and put it back and cry. And so Michael's brother started to crack up, and so we were talking about crazy stories like that, and we were all laughing. It was so funny. And and then she also was saying that they have this monk doing the prayer, and it has this little kind of like a metal bowl where the monk would hit the bowl, it would go dong, you know. They were na-mo-ma-na-mo-na, you know, praying, and it hit the bowl. And the bowl, the metal bowl, was sitting on a cushion, like a pillow. And the monk would hit the bowl, and then the bowl would shift to the left. And when he's, you know, he's hitting from the right, and the bowl would shift to the left. And then, you know, the next hit that the monk is going to do, he's going to hit it from the other side to kind of balance out the thing. So the bowl kept sliding left and right and left and right. And that made Michael's mom crack up in the middle of the prayer. So she's really funny. She's so much fun. I really enjoyed her. I'm going to have to visit her. I don't even care if Michael's there. I can just visit with her and I learn some Japanese from her. She doesn't speak a whole lot of English, just barely enough that we can communicate some. She brings along her dictionary that she would just beep, 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 and put in Japanese words and then translate that into English. And then she would try to read it to me, or sometimes just, you know, show it to me. So we actually went out. So we were having So we were talking all about these funny things, right? And we were up in the motel room, and we were laughing so loudly. And, you know, we were laughing at tiny little things. We just got, as the night got later, and we were not drinking. Trust us, we were not drinking. We were just having pizza and drinking Coke. And snack on Japanese snacks. And we were laughing so loudly, and we kind of forgot that it was so late. Because it must have been, I started driving around 12:45 in the middle of the night. So it must have been that. It was around that time, like 12:30 and 12:45. We were laughing so loudly. And at the next door, we didn't have anybody on our one side of us. The other side, obviously, there were some people, and we were too loud. And they called down to the front desk, and actually have the front desk people come up to us and knock on the doors. Like, can you guys please keep it down? So we were all shocked, and we were like, oh my gosh, now we have to leave. So we left. Oh, it was a struggle driving home. I was so sleepy. It took about an hour, and I drove back from Warrensburg back to Kansas City. And then I slept all the way, like, for, I don't know, I woke up at noon, and showered and did a few things here and there in the house. I made, well, sort of lunch for myself, and I'm really boring, am I? No, but this episode is really mainly for my friend, Maiko. And then today, I meet them at, I'm rubbing my eyes. Today I meet the gals for shopping. So Chris and Micah's brother went. Chris is Micah's boyfriend, right? They went to like a shooting range and went shooting pretty much. And that's like too straight for me, too man for me. And I wouldn't want to go. So I ended up going shopping with the girls, and so it was so much fun. It was supposed to be shopping with them. I ended up buying a new pair of shoes. It was on sale. I think the original price was like $90. Now it's down to like $49. So I bought that pair of shoes from Aldo. I love Aldo shoe. They always have trendy shoes, but not too expensive, especially if it's on sale. Excuse me. And so we went to the plaza. We walk around the plaza. It was a lot of fun. And then we went up to... where did we go? Oh, yeah. And then we went to the Majests. Because I kind of recorded this. You heard about this on Monday, too. That we went to the Majestic for steak. It was nice. And there's jazz band downstairs. It was really nice. And, oh, the funny thing. That there's this lady. That she's kind of old. And she has this big, poofy red hair. And a little wrinkly. And the makeup's a little bit too heavy. And her eyeshadow is a little bit too thick. And her lipstick's too thick. And it's kind of like... you know, her lips are all, the lipsticks are all over the place. So it's not like, maybe she has like wrinkly lips or something. It's just not straight line. It's all like jaggy line all over. And Miss T, Michael's mom, turned over and was like, oh, she looked like somebody. She looked like somebody. And she said, she looks like the Tokyo Disneyland haunted house. And that's already funny, right? She says she looks like she's from the haunted house from Tokyo Disneyland. She looks like the head inside this bowl. So we were all cracking up again. So the whole night we were teasing, we were talking about her being the head from that bowl in the Tokyo Disneyland haunted house. And so we had a great time there, and I took them, and Michael went with Chris to... Chris's apartment, and I drove them. They had a rental car, and I drove Michael's mom, Michael's brother, and Michael's sister-in-law around town to see different things. So that was really fun, and I know I was so tired, and here I am back here doing the show for you because I'm going to be busy, and I won't be able to have any time to do anything this week because pretty much Monday, Tuesday, I'm working, right? Wednesday, I'm... Early morning. My flight is at 6 something. I have to be at the airport. So hopefully I won't be able to, I don't have to do that one of those late video podcasts again. Do you remember when I went to North Carolina? I almost missed my flight. So hopefully I won't have to do that. But I guess that's probably it. Yeah. Is it? Yeah. Is it? Yeah. Is it? Yeah. And so that was really nice. And I am going to go to bed. So thank you for listening. You know, my other podcast is doing really well. I'm being interviewed by several newspapers now. I'm back in Malaysia, back in Penang. So this show can crash now, I don't care. No, I'm kidding. This is just me, and so I'm sorry if it sucks, okay? I love you all, and hopefully you'll hear something from me in New York next week. And in the meantime, don't forget to smile, ladies and gentlemen. Ta-da!